He sat next to it on the old iron bed. He supposed he could see if there was any satisfaction to be gained. As far as he was concerned, she deserved whatever he could devise. Normally, after a kill, he experienced such a tremendous release that he could go months before the tension began to build again. But she denied him that, left him hanging. And after he'd gone to the trouble of building this damn shack so that it would be almost identical to the one where he'd kept Evelyn. He wished he could have built in the same spot, but even if it wouldn't have been risking too much, there were houses there now. The most he could do was drive through the area every once in a while and allow himself to enjoy the memory. He'd never experienced anything more fulfilling or gratifying than those 3 days with Evelyn. The look of shock on her face when she found her friends dead had been priceless. And that first rush of freedom, when he decided he'd do whatever he wanted regardless of what anyone had to say about it, had been exhilarating. After cutting the woman's hands and feet loose, he took off the blood-encrusted gag. Then he removed the banana he'd shoved into her rectum. He had something else he planned to put there. Wanted one final hurrah. But his body wouldn't cooperate. This dead woman no longer appealed to him, no longer reminded him the least bit of Evelyn. So he didn't care to touch her. He figured he might as well sprinkle her body with lime, wrap it in plastic, and bury it like he had all the others. Or maybe he could put off the disposal of her body until later this afternoon. He was sort of curious to see what rigor mortis might do. He hadn't had the time or space to experiment with that sort of thing in the past. His wife before Hillary had made good money, but she'd been on him like white on rice. If he put off the digging, he could spend the morning watching Evelyn's parents' house. That also encouraged him to wait. According to what he'd read in the paper, Hanover House was scheduled to open in November. That meant he had only a few months left to find Evelyn and to show her that she wouldn't have to worry about moving so far away after all. It was Evelyn's mother who gave her a ride to the airport. Laura wasn't happy that Evelyn was leaving again. She made that clear with a lecture on how Evelyn should take better care of herself, which Evelyn did her best to tolerate. She'd asked her father to drive her since she'd known Brienne, her younger sister, had to work, but he'd had a tea time that conflicted. To be helpful, he'd lined up Laura, and once her mother had agreed, Evelyn didn't feel as if she could change her mind and take her own car. That would not go over well after the difficulty they'd had getting along on their trip to San Francisco. "You still have stitches in your head," Laura complained as they reached Logan Airport. "They won't be there long," Evelyn responded, watching the signs for the various airlines slip past them. "Do you know a doctor in Hilltop who will take them out?" Evelyn shrugged. "Maybe I'll do it myself. It can't be hard." Her mother shot her a dirty look. "Okay, I'll drive to Anchorage and have a professional do it." At last, they reached the drop-off and Laura pulled to the curb so that Evelyn could get out. Claiming she was going to miss her flight if she didn't hurry, she said a quick goodbye and grabbed her luggage. She'd rushed off so fast she thought she'd forgotten something when Laura called before she could get on the plane. "Mom?" She stepped out of the boarding line so that she wouldn't hold anyone up. "Don't tell me I dropped something in your car." "No, nothing like that." "You haven't run out of gas?" "Of course not. Your father would never allow me to take the car if it didn't already have gas." "Then what's wrong?" "Maybe nothing. It's just that some guy honked at me a few seconds ago, and when I looked over, he flipped me off." Evelyn wasn't sure how to respond to this. Her mother wasn't that great of a driver. She drove too slow or changed lanes at the worst possible moment, so Evelyn could understand someone getting frustrated enough to make a crude hand gesture. "Did you cut him off?" "No, I didn't do anything. I was driving along in my own lane when he came up on the side of me, and it wasn't as if he was angry. He was grinning like he knew me."